Ägyptens Diktator Hosni Mubarak ist heute am 11. Februar 2011 zurückgetreten. Der Vizepräsident Süleyman gab den Rücktritt in einem kurzen Fernsehstatement bekannt. Dazu ein Aktivist aus Ägypten.
He's talking like it's a fucking catastrophe, you know? He's like, in this horrible situation, the president has decided to step down, you know? And it was just that. He didn't say anything else.
Die Katastrophe des Vizepräsidenten ist der Sieg der Bewegung. Im Folgenden hört ihr ein paar Kommentare von Aktivisten aus Ägypten.
Actually, it's now just a step down, and I'm totally happy. Wow! Everyone here in Hurghada just celebrating everywhere. Really unbelievable. You just step down! you know, it's really unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. I can't imagine that. Wow.
Congratulations, congratulations. Very,
yeah,
very, very good.
But you know that seriously, we have to work and work a lot for next time to be more democratic and to be more liberal people and to, oh my God, I can't imagine how I can feel. My tongue cannot move to how express about my feeling now. Seriously, my tongue cannot express. How can I feel? There's no word can I express that. Seriously. Wow.
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. We just brought a dictator down, so we're feeling great. Some people in my neighborhood are now outside and celebrating. Cars are going around and just honking. And everybody's just hugging everybody in the street. It's amazing. Some people say we're back to 1952, when we had the army in charge by a council as well, and things didn't go well. But no, I don't think we'll ever get back to that again. We are much wiser now. And we have the people in the streets, and we're just celebrating that he left. We got what we wanted, and for a long time, and he was so fucking stubborn, this guy. And this guy, I think he just wanted to beat Ben Ali's 17 days.
And he did?
He did, 18 days. It's 18 days after the protest. And yesterday we all thought he was going to say, I'm going to step down. And he said, no, I will not step down. But today, all right, everybody was in the streets. And of course, the unions were starting to participate. And some people said they won't be going to work. And everything would have stopped. And so he just left. The country and the revolution was totally peaceful. It was an example today in Tahrir. It was an example of how like a peaceful protest should be. It's 3 million people in the street and it's very peaceful and it was just perfect. Those people who died in Tahrir, we have their pictures all over Tahrir and we have their pictures all over, you know, on our phones, on our desktops and everything. But I'm glad it didn't go to waste.